Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Thomas, I'm seeing headlines flying all around now about Erdogan releasing the Syrians through Turkey to pour into Europe, and they're as red and flashing as the coronavirus. I want to get right on top of it so our community knows exactly what's going on. What's going on?
Well, and you even saw the headline in Breitbart that said that in the article it was going to address the fact that the Middle East is being hit by coronavirus. Then in the article, not a word. So they're trying to make this 1 million refugees coming across into Turkey because of the Bashar al-Assad.
I am so glad you said that before you're getting that out. That's what really ticked me off on Breitbart, that they would mix in that whole coronavirus narrative. And when you clicked on that headline, it went to the Erdogan article, and there was nothing about coronavirus, because they know people will only read the headlines. They only have time to read the headlines. That's just outright propaganda.
Yeah, and we have to frame this. Al-Assad's war in Syria was created by the United Nations, because the United Nations said until there were refugees that had been bombed out and crossed into another country, they wouldn't give Bashar al-Assad the billions that he was demanding because of the essentially Al-Qaeda and ISIS pouring back into his country, which were in fact created by him. He helped create them, poured them into Iraq. When we kicked them out of Iraq, they came into Syria, and now these are the rebels. And these, for a while, there were five different types of mercenaries. Now it's down to just a few. Why? Because ISIS was finally bombed, not by Russia, but only by Trump. Not by Bashar al-Assad. Oh, no, only by Trump. Not by Erdogan. No, not by the... Only by Trump. Now, in just the last month or so, I mean, Idlib, the place that's being bombed, that's creating the million refugees, has been bombed for years. And it is the stronghold of the rebels. They basically said, we basically are going to give you that section of our country, a few sections in the north. And then Syria wasn't attacking them. Now, with the Russian help and the president of Syria going after them, it's basically the last stronghold, and they've just bombed the holy heck out of them because they got a high position where they can get the artillery in, and they just continuously bomb. There's approximately, certainly way more than a million people that have been displaced, probably as many as 3 million people. They're moving towards the Turkish border. Erdogan has every right to defend his border, but he doesn't have a tight border, you see. So they do get across, but why did they get across? Because he made a deal. Bashar al-Assad made $11.4 billion the first year that he complied with the UN order that once the refugees had crossed the border, the UN would provide refugee money. Turkey receives huge amounts of money for this, and the Catholic Church receives huge amounts of money. 3.6 million, that's what they're saying? No. There's a 1.4 missing million people.
So basically this is getting down to human trafficking.
Yes.
And getting money off of refugees.
Correct.
And these countries, and including the Catholic Church, makes money off of displacing people as refugees.
Correct. And even the Chinese.
And the United States pays for it.
Yes. And the Chinese brought their largest ships to Syria, filled them up with somebody, and went back to China. Who were those people?
People with coronavirus, probably?
Those were slaves. Oh. Those were people sold into slavery to the Chinese. Now, we allowed the Russians to go there because Obama needed refugees as part of his plan, his 56 million refugees that he has put into flight because of his bombing of seven countries, including Syria. So he allowed the Russians to come and establish a base there, which is completely insane. And Turkey's part of NATO. So you have literally a NATO country looking across at, well, I'm going to say missiles, but I know what they are because I know those type of missiles. They're horrible missiles. I won't get into scaring people. But the Russians now have, their military base there, and they have their ships there, and they have their planes there, and they have their missiles. But they haven't been supporting the Iranian National Revolutionary Guard in its attacks against Israel. They've just been keeping up the myth of the Battle of Syria. The Battle of Syria could be ended in one day if Russia or America took it seriously. We took it seriously. Trump stopped the $1 billion that Obama was paying to ISIS, some of the rebels that were in Idlib, the very rebels who have now gone over to other groups. Those were Obama mercenaries. So what is happening here? there's a readjustment. And the readjustment is because Russia is, because Bashar al-Assad and the Russians have decided to finally smash the rebels and get control of the pipeline, because it's all about the pipeline, folks. There's two pipelines that have never been bombed, and they have there's holes in them, and where there's breaks in them, that's where Turkey gets oil for free. That's where Israel gets oil for free. That's where the Kurds get oil. That's where the Iraqis get oil. Everybody is vampirizing Syria, so they're tired of it, and they have the right. They actually have the right. Now, using Russians, well, that's, you know, very bad for NATO, very bad for Erdogan. So Erdogan has us over a barrel. We've told you this from day one. Erdogan is as corrupt as anyone can possibly be.
How does Erdogan have us over a barrel?
Because of the refugees that can pour into Europe.
Well, how is that us problem?
Because everything that happens in Europe does, in fact, affect us. And so we have to look at the invasion. This is a Muslim invasion. And you have Erdogan as a theocratic, fascist, radical Islamic terrorist, as far as I'm concerned, if you just look at his history. He keeps threatening to release millions at a time. Well, this time it's true. 3.6 million are there. 1.4 million are gone. They're missing, and millions have poured into Europe. That was an agreement between Obama, the head of the UN refugee, High Chancellor, who is now the head of the UN, and the Pope.
But you've got countries now like Hungary that have shored up their borders. Are the refugees going to force their way into places like that?
This is the whole point. We said from the beginning that if Erdogan has this power, then, and since he is not friendly to anyone, any country, he's a nutcase, what are we going to do about this? Well, he doesn't have borders to stop the refugees coming into his country. Every other country that he says he's going to release them to better get their borders together. Now, here's what's going to happen. Don't worry, folks. This is nothing more than Erdogan getting billions and billions of dollars more. I estimate that from this deal, he'll probably get $4 or $5 billion immediately.
How? From what?
He's already said, I'm releasing 1 million, and there's 3 million on the way here, so I'm going to ultimately release as many as 6.4 million if I want to, if he released all the refugees, right? He could do that if he wants. He's got nothing but a handshake agreement with Obama.
So is this like that George Soros thing where he'll keep the invaders on the shores of North Africa and keep them from Europe, but there's a price to pay?
Well, that's exactly right. Erdogan has these tent cities with air conditioners in the tents, all the food that he wants, and all the medical attention. And every refugee in Turkey is doing great because they're actually overfunded. So another million, all he's saying is he's threatening. And he said, give me the infrastructure. That means give me $5 billion and I will create another tent city. No problem. But if you don't, I'm going to release them on Europe as I did before. He is the criminal in all of this.
But if
he is the criminal. He and George Soros, who pays for the boats that Erdogan puts them on and sends them to Europe illegally. This is an invasion. These are illegal invaders. They are not in any sense of the word migrant workers, because literally less than 2% of them work. Of the ones, 22 million that have reached Europe, less than 2% of them work.
It's an army coming after Europe.
Yes.
Of Muslims.
So
radical.
Don't worry. The Arab, basically Qatar and the UAE and Saudi Arabia are going to pay. That's just a fact. The UN will pay, but the UN is bankrupt. And why is this happening? Especially now that they're begging, because the Pope is bankrupt.
Yes.
The Pope is bankrupt. Erdogan's bankrupt. The UN is bankrupt. Why? Because Trump doesn't believe in Obama's takeover of the world through refugees and making them some kind of divine beings that all of us must open our houses to and serve, even, give free medical care, give free everything to, and literally have demon rats in this country say that if any of those refugees make it in this country through the porous southern border, which is still porous, they get full medical benefits, full citizenship benefits. And some of the demon rats have said they are more citizens than U.S. citizens. That's what I'm talking about. Hezbollah, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, Syrian refugees are still pouring in through our southern borders, and they have so amassed in southern America, in South America, and in Central America, that it's just a matter of time. Had it not been for Trump going there and saying, you stop these people in your country, or else we would have already been overran by Hezbollah, Hamas, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. We know that they have tens of thousands of soldiers that are already mustered and ready to go. So this is not about just attacking Europe. This is about attacking the whole world.
Okay. But if you look at the headlines, they're screaming and yelling at you with the red and the flashing, trying to wrap everything into coronavirus. Basically, I just see it at the surface as another attack against Trump. The globalists know they're losing. They're throwing everything at us.
Yes, and because it's a NATO country, we will give money to Turkey. We will be held. We will be extorted. Yes, we will. But remember, the southern border brings in more illness than anyone can imagine. And if we do not have a secure border, and if we cannot have secure systems that check people who come in on visas through planes and other methods, boats, and so on and so forth, cars coming across the border. No, we have to have a completely tight border. If this doesn't show you through the false flag threat of a pandemic of coronavirus, which we've gone over quite in detail to show you that it's not what they say it is, but if this doesn't tell you that we need a secure southern border, the reason that we probably do not have so much in this country, because remember, one of the top people just a few years ago, just a couple years ago, we showed this to you. The signs all throughout the Mexican desert as you come to the American border are written in three languages, English, Spanish, and Chinese.
I saw it for myself, the signs. I'm like, why are these in Chinese?
Because the Chinese pregnant women were coming to America to create anchor babies, and because they have left families, they were delivered here by who? The Chinese.
Well, then the families that are left in China could be held hostage to do the will. The children that are born over here, they became natural-born Chinese operatives.
That is exactly right, and this is happening all over America, that the spies are being found out. Here's the deal. Anyone who has a parent or a relative in China cannot have any position in the U.S. government, state government, federal government, anyway.
Well, then how
because of the extortion, because of
Wait a minute. Then, but we've got Elaine Chao sitting there, at Mitch McConnell's wife, at the Secretary of Transportation.
She is a criminal.
With her Chinese family in the shipping business. You're telling me that there is no extortion going on there? I'm not asking you. I'm just saying, please.
It's a guarantee. 100%.
Yes, Mitch is totally wrapped up with that, and so is his wife.
They both need to go to jail. Because the things that they have shipped into this country are not what even this Chinese said they were. And there is no product from China that is what it says it is. It is always substandard. It is oftentimes fake. It is counterfeit. It is filled with irradiation. It is taken from dumps where they make plastic that the plastic itself is in fact radioactive. And then they put it into our baby products here in America. We cannot do any business with China.
Okay, so thanks for telling us about this. What do Americans, patriots, what do we need to do?
Nothing.
Okay, I wanted people to know. Don't be worried about these headlines.
No, just get the wall up, continue what we're doing, and do what, you know, now you notice the demon rats are all jumping on board and saying, stop travel from South Korea, stop travel from Italy, stop travel. Oh, when he said stop travel from China, their brains exploded. Now they want to stop it from everywhere. This is what we checked into. I checked into this yesterday. Isn't it a coincidence? Isn't it an amazing coincidence that I looked at what countries are the most far ahead in installing 5G? And guess what? The exact countries that have the most 5G are the exact countries with the most coronavirus outbreak. Isn't that a coincidence? Exactly as we told you. 5G breaks your system down no matter what. You become susceptible to everything. But this coronavirus is a retrovirus. We demonstrated that yesterday by showing you or by telling you the research. Anyone can look at it. Furin enzyme, F-U-R-I-N, enzyme. Look up current research right now, today. Coronavirus 19 is a retrovirus. We told you this. And it has been DNA manipulated so that it would be a more virulent and
more than likely
humans.
Brought in by the Brits at that big banquet in Wuhan. Is that what
yes.
your final determination is?
Yes,
here?
Through their facility, through the Muriel Company, which basically uses the Perbright patent.
Right. And again, to our British patriots, we stand with you. We are opposed to your monarch that has been ruling this planet under British imperial fascist corporatism for a long time, and the people of the world are just sick of it. And these false flags, this is all a result of the globalists just totally freaking out that they're going to lose. They've been working on this plan since Cecil Rhodes, and it's falling apart.
And you heard it from us first. No one else, no one out there.
No
and now
one.
Everyone is telling you the statistics
even...
for influenza death in America, which is tens of thousands a year usually. Sometimes it's none. Sometimes it's 5,000. Sometimes it's 36,000. And the deaths for coronavirus in China or in the whole world, 2,700, whatever it is. Look at the deaths for influenza this year during the same exact time period. It's in the hundreds of thousands. So when you're talking about a pandemic, what this is this coronavirus, the new one, 19, is in fact a failure. It was an attempt to wipe out a whole bunch of people started by the Brits to attack the Chinese. But it looks as if it's going to be a big, fat failure. It won't even kill as many people as our standard influenza. But of course, half of those people who get influenza and die, more than half of them have the flu shot, folks. They're given a live flu and then they die from it. That's what's in the flu virus vaccine. So be mindful. Vaccines are live viruses. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you put that in your body, especially if you're
because
old, young, or sick?
Because the government forces you to.
They will
force
soon
your
force
children.
Everyone.
They take you to these public school indoctrination centers where they're teaching you all this transgender, cultural Marxist stuff to your children, pouring crap curriculum into their heads, indoctrinating them. And then on top of it, they're going to force these vaccines into your children's bloodstreams. This is evil. And people, we need to stand up and say, no way.
81 vaccines. We don't need a one of them. Most of them are already dead.
Bill Gates trying to get into our bloodstream.
Oh, Bill Gates, we won't even go there because it's so horrible. He is literally, he is a genocidist.
Of course he is. His parents were from Planned Parenthood.
He makes even Susan Rice blush, the person who killed 4.5 of her own Africans, her own people in Africa. She was in charge of all of Africa. She killed 4.5 million. That's nothing compared to what Bill Gates is bragging about he's doing in Africa right now. And remember, when the German measles started to break out, what did they find out? The German measles outbreak in Disneyland and in New York and stuff. Those people have already been vaccinated. They're the ones who have German measles after vaccination. And then what did they say to the Jewish communities in New York? If you can't carry your vaccination card saying you have German measles, we're just going to round you up and give you the shot anyway against your will.
Boy, I tell you what, we're talking about the Gestapo in America. That's what this is, folks.
And it is, just as you said, it is a war against our bloodstream.